AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House today, President Biden signed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country.
Up to $1,400 in direct payments could begin landing in bank accounts this weekend.
And giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
The president is facing a challenge tonight when he delivers his first primetime address on the first anniversary of the start of the pandemic. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The White House says the president's been editing the speech for a week, looking for the right tone. He said yesterday he'll be honest with the nation about the pandemic's toll and trouble to come, but also wants Americans to know they'll get through this.
There's real reason for hope, folks.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll be a balance of optimism and reality.
We are still in the middle of a war with the pandemic.
And the president's aim is to let people know exactly what the administration's done and will do, and what more Americans will need to do. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says by the mid to late summer, if vaccinations continue, it could make a difference.
Some states just turned the switch on and opened everything up, and we had a big surge. We've got to be careful. At minimum, people need to continue to wear masks. At a minimum.
Fauci was on NBC's Today Show. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting coronavirus restrictions statewide. A majority of the state legislators in New York are calling for Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation. Police in the state capitol say they're ready to investigate a groping allegation against the governor. An appeals court in Cleveland ruled a white police officer who killed Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old black child playing with a pellet gun outside a rec center, should not get his job back. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 188 points. This is AP News. What kind of house can you buy for $7,500? A tiny house.
Los Angeles was trying to figure out what to do about the increasing number of homeless people on the streets. Then an idea. Build tiny houses. They're doing it in Seattle, Minneapolis, and Des Moines, among other places. So Los Angeles paid $7,500 for each of 39 units to be built on a patch of asphalt across from a park. 64 square feet each. Described as cramped but comfortable. Said one formerly homeless woman, being able to lock the door and have a place to sleep is huge. Of course, not everybody's impressed. One advocate says they look like the shed where you keep your lawnmower. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Park Service says a search for a California woman who was missing for 2 weeks last fall at Zion National Park in Utah before being found alive cost $60,000. The woman was found in a hammock near a trail. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.